big sigh right as you were exiting. How tough has this been on you, and how do you, you know, make that decision on next year and potentially, you know, leading this team back where it should be?
Yeah, you know, it just sucks for just our team, how this year went for us. But what really just makes me just my heart just deep is just for all the seniors that we just couldn't do for them. You know, they put everything into this program and they helped lead us, and it just sucks that we couldn't get it done this year.
I think you're happy in your decision, but you came from Louisville. They're doing very well. This season wasn't so well up here. How difficult was that? You know, you want to do well here. I don't know how you feel about your next teammates, but not an odd year for them.
Yeah, you know, I still talk to some of my old teammates at Louisville, you know, happy for them, but I think I'm just personally just excited to be back home, be with Coach Satterfield, Coach Carter, the whole coaching staff, and, you know, I think it was just the best decision of my life coming back here, and, you know, props for them having a great year. You know, I've been keeping my eye on them all year, but, you know, it at the end of the day, it's what's best for each person. I think for me, it was just the best way for me to be here.
You guys return all 5 starters on the line next year. 4 times we've scored over 1,000 yards tonight. How can you build on that heading into next year as like a cornerstone of this program?
Yeah, just props to Corey. You know, without him, we wouldn't get our rushing attack how it was. You know, sometimes he would make something out of nothing. You know, but honestly, him going 1,000 yards is the cornerstone of what we're gonna do, and we need to set that as our standard. Saying we need more than just 1,000 yards. We need more than 1,000. You know, it's just we got to do every aspect in the game. Just take accountability and just keep moving forward.
How proud are you of the way that this group, this offensive line, not only stayed healthy, stayed together, but also obviously the rushing attack of their own year has greatly improved in the past 4 weeks, final month of the season. How impressive and important is that to you as a leader of that group that progression kept going?
You know, that's always what you want is the just keep getting better every single week. And that was our philosophy, just keep getting better every week. And, you know, that's what we take pride in is keeping Emery and Lichty safe and then pushing the pile, you know, getting the holes open for Corey, Monty, Miles, and all of them.
Is there anything you think catalyzed the better pass block over the past month of the season? Was it the fact you were able to stay together throughout the entire
year? Yeah, definitely. You know, we just kept at it, keep going forward, like I said before. Like, we just keep, you know, doing what we're doing, just getting better each day, and I think that's what really helped us.
You talked about the decision to come back home just a few minutes ago. What's been the biggest takeaway for you in this season for you personally through this time?
You know, probably the biggest thing is just having my family with me, you know, my family, my fiance and all that, just them being closer to home. You know, if we have a day off, you know, I just go back home 15, 20 minutes away, you know. But, yeah, that's just the biggest thing is just being close to my family if I'm having a bad day or something like that. And, honestly, I have the boys in the locker room that help pick each other up, and it's been awesome.